just talking a little bit. Talking this thing, you can't come talk your way. But you bring that godly sorrow. That godly sorrow do something for your soul. As I sit there in my car, that my godly sorrow done something on the inside of me. I felt bad for what I had been doing. And I repented to God. And the Holy Ghost was in the car with me. And God spoke to me and said, put your cigarette out, brother. And when I put that cigarette out, God delivered me from smoking. When I cut that radio off, God delivered me from listening to the blues. God delivered me from my drinking, because I repented to God, brother. I told God, I'm sorry, Lord, for all that I've done. I want a better way. I want to walk with the Lord. I want a better walk with Jesus. I want something better in life. You got to want something better than what you're doing. That way that you walking, you got to want something better. I'm tired of the way I'm living. You got to be tired of the way you're living. You got to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. And that's God.
You have been enjoying the Word of Truth broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas, 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy again. Today I'm going to change my program a little bit and show where some of the people that the church rejects and call the scum of this earth. These are the people Jesus died for. And a lot of the things that we do in the church are not necessarily what God wants us to do. If God wants us to believe him. See, we have so many people in the church will tell you if you quit smoking, quit drinking, quit dancing, and quit doing this, going to the club and that and the other, that's what God wants. But that's not. See, that the church is trying to establish its own righteousness according to Romans 10, and they're not getting into the Word of God. Now, I want to talk to the people like myself, like I used to be. I'm going to talk to the thugs, the thieves, the boosters, the gangsters, the pimps, the prostitutes, and boosters. Those kind of people. So I know them kind of people because I came from that. And I want to say that, now I'm not proud of it, but however I kept myself clean enough not to go to jail, I didn't get hooked on it, to put it like that. But anyway, from the Bible, I want to read here from Matthew 7, verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these things of mine and doeth them I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded on a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Now, while we're in Matthew, here we go over to chapter 8, which is the next chapter. And Jesus again, with the centurion, started verse 8, said, he answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy. Now, we started verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Now get this. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. He's talking about church folks. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. See, you have to believe God's word, not just know it, but believe it and do what it says. Now, while we're still here in Matthew, we go over to chapter 21. Starting at verse 28. But what think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. This is Jesus talking. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward he repented and went. And it came to the second and said, likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. Whether them twain did the will of his father? They say unto him, the first. Jesus saith unto them, verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and you believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him, and ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterward, that ye might believe him. See, The thing is, the church is so hung up on reprimanding people for smoking and drinking and the drug using, that I believe in that serenity prayer. It says, Lord, help me to accept things that I cannot change. Change things that I can change. And know the difference between the two. You can't stop people from doing what they want to do. You can't stop people from their habits. You can't take people from their habits because they're stuck on it. They pay for it. They don't ask you to buy it for them. So they figure they're grown like you. And they're going to do what they want to do. But if you will get them word of God in them, the word of God will convict that person of whatever he's doing that you don't do. And because, like another scripture says, you get the mote out of your brother's eye, and you got a beam in your eye. You can't do that. You see, we all of us have some issues. No matter how sanctified and pure you think you are, that's where every man is right in his own eyes. But God judges the heart. You don't know a man's heart. You can't see a man's heart. You don't know what's going on in that person and what kind of person they are. I've met some of the nicest people I know were street people. And I met some nice people in all walks of life. And like I said before, the reason I believe I can do this, feel that way, is because I've been dealing with people all my life. I've dealt with the public most of my life. From shining shoes on the street corner to doing hair in beauty salons. So, you know, I've always dealt with people. I had to deal with people, and all kinds of people. You find some good people and some of the worst of us. I've known dope dealers to do things for people that church people would have a fit to put it in the newspaper, and they want to hold up everybody, tell everybody what you're doing. You don't have to do that. And see, the prosperity laws works for anybody. How do you think some of these rich people got foundations? You know what a foundation is? Most of the church folks don't even know what a foundation is. A foundation is where people got money and got paying people to give out money every year. I'm paying people to give away money. That's the way they get money. You plant, Genesis 8 says that seed time and harvest will never cease. Cold and winter, summer and winter will never cease. God ordained that. Plant, you always saying you reap what you sow. Well, if you want money, reap money, plant money. You got to give away something. Your seed will not grow in the bag. You got to put them in the ground somewhere. You know? So, I mean, we have a thing about that, especially us people of color, those of us darker than blue, as Curtis Mayfield said. We have a thing about giving. We always want to get, but we don't want to give anything. That's why Dead Sea, if everything dies in that, it takes in, but it don't put out nothing. So if you're constantly taking in and not putting out, we can always see the fault in somebody else. I've heard preachers say, one preacher I heard saying he had never tasted liquor, he had never tasted beer, but he's always preaching against it. How can you chastise somebody on something you have no experience with? You know? They talk about the left-hand cigarettes. People talk about left-hand. Oh, you're smoking them left-hand cigarettes and you're blah, blah, blah. You never fired up a joint yourself. You don't know what it's like. So don't try to tell some other person don't do it because God don't want you to. No, it's you don't want them to do it. You the one off into their business instead of going on minding your business. And I heard a one preacher say the other day, and I listen to preachers. See, and I learn from different preachers. And I wish some would sometime listen to something I got to say. I got some things I can tell you about, too. But when you start talking about what the Bible says instead of what the tradition says, then people won't turn you off because they're not used to that. I can understand that, and I'm not offended because people don't want to hear what I have to say, because I'm going to say what God says, and that's what I think will get us the result we're looking for. But anyway, I'm just trying to let my light shine. I don't have time to bother about what other people do. What you do is that's on you. That's between you and God. I'm not going to worry about it. And some people get offended because I said that. One time I was teaching Bible study, and I was telling people this. Why are you always going to different parts of the Bible? I said, I want you to read it yourself. So if you read it, you can't say Brother Gasbert told you that. Brother Gasbert is not telling you anything. Brother Gasbert just reading what's in this Bible. If you read it, then you might understand it like I understand it, and then you may not. You know, because we all see things differently. We all made different. We all made the same, but we all different. So if you read it, if you understand it the way I understand it, fine. If not, then I'm not mad with you. I ain't gonna put no hit out on you, let's put a contract out on you. But